So why don't you start out and just remind everybody who you are and what you do here, please.
My name is Cecil Young, and I'm the gardener here at Rough Point.
Maybe you could just remind us about how many different people are on the grounds and gardens crew and what it is that you do and how that would change during this time of year, heading into fall and then winter. And I'm assuming that your jobs also change with the seasons. Mm-hmm.
So currently there are four people on the grounds crew. There's one full-time employee, he's groundskeeper, one seasonal groundskeeper, and then another employee who is an assistant to grounds and gardens. And then there's me as the estate gardener. This time of year, heading into fall, it's a lot of leaf cleanup and leaf blowing. After the drought of the summer, typically the past few years we've had droughts, so the grass is finally coming back, so there's minimal grass mowing. And that's all on the ground side of things. Then on my side, it's a lot of cutting back plants as they expire in the gardens and then kind of starting to slowly get them cut, all the plants cut down in preparation for the winter so that the gardens will be bare for the spring to come.
And then what happens to the camels over the winter?
So over the winter, the camels, they just hang out where they are. The plants go dormant. Some of them do, unfortunately, die over the winter just from the cold, and then in the spring we'll get back to them and take care of them and clean them up for when you guys come and visit when it gets warm out again.
Okay. Do you as a gardener typically spend this time doing more planning for the future, or is there stuff that happens indoors as well, like with seeds and things like that in the off season?
Mm-hmm. So in some ways there's planning, like I've been walking around looking at bare places that could have fall flowers, and I'm thinking about what I could plant next year so that this time of year there's more to offer in this season. Otherwise, when it gets a little bit colder, I'll start ordering more dahlia tubers for the spring to plant and thinking about what kind of color scheme I might want out there next year, and getting all of the different kitchen garden seeds for vegetable crops in order and making a list of things that I might want to add or different seed packets I might need to get for the future. During this time of year as well, we winterize the fig trees in the kitchen garden and the banana tree in the tropical garden. So with the fig trees, this will be our second year trying this new method. It worked very well last year. We tie them together into almost teepee shapes, and then we wrap them with moving blankets, actually. And then on top of that, we wrap them with plastic, like heavy-duty sheeted plastic. Wrap that all up, and they stay there until it stops being so cold at night. So when temperatures start to regulate, then we take that all off. Sometimes there is some deadheading just from some frozen branches from the top down that we have to take care of. And then with the banana tree, I cage it off with some chicken fence, build a cage around it, and I layer a whole bunch of fall leaves on top of that to kind of help keep it warmer in there so that the corn doesn't die and freeze over the winter. So that's kind of what I do this time of year.
We still get people who comment on how spectacular and beautiful the grounds are even into the fall and winter, even though it's clearly different than when it was blooming. Is there something that you find special or attractive about the grounds when it's this kind of like stasis that we're about to go into?
The winter time is a great time on the Rough Point grounds to really notice how spectacular our pines and yews are here. We have a great number of really old yews, which you don't see a lot of that kind of age. It's a specimen tree. You don't see a lot of those sorts of trees around very often. And I mean, that's really the time to appreciate evergreens and whatnot. And if you're here on a day that snows, there's snow on the ground or in the trees, that's really great too, especially looking at the turkey oak. It's such a big, magnificent tree. Just having the branches laden with the snow is just a really pleasant, pleasant experience. And even in the barrenness of the gardens, there's something beautiful in that because you can use your imagination and try to think about what might be coming in the following spring without it being so busy and already presented to you. So that's kind of fun to look at in the winter time.